The Mishnah in Daf Yudam Beis discusses somebody who wants to take a bird, he wants to eat a bird on Yom Tov, so you have to be mezamen it from before Yom Tov, you have to be making it, or else the bird would be muktzah. So you have to do some type of achana before, either to say something or touch the bird, and that's how you're making the bird, so it's no longer muktzah. And the Mishnah says that if a person is zimein shnayim umatzah shloisha, let's say he goes to the bird coop and he's mezamen two birds, that these are the birds he wants to use on Yom Tov, and then he comes on Yom Tov and he finds in that place where the two birds were, now there's three birds. So the question is he allowed to use these birds on Yom Tov or not? And the Gemara says that you're not allowed to. So you're mezamen two, you find three. The Gemara says, "Mimanu shachetz aser." Because if the original two birds went away in these three or two or three totally new birds, then they're all muktzah. You're never making these three new birds. And the Gemara says, even if you want to tell me that the two out of these three are your original two, but there's a third one over here which is clearly a new bird, which was not here in the beginning. That bird is muktzah, and we don't know which one it is. So one of these three is muktzah, and therefore they're all aser because one of these birds is muktzah. So therefore the Gemara says, "Man of shach, you're not allowed to eat, and you can't use any of these birds on Yom Tov." So Taisus over here, and all the Rishonim ask a kasha lechayr tzapela. The Gemara is saying that if your two original are here, and then there's a third one which came, which is a new bird, which is muktzah, they're all aser because we don't know which one it is. Why don't you just say bittul b'raif? Let that third bird become bittul b'raif. We don't know which one it is, but whatever it is, it's aser, but you have two birds which are mutter, so let the bird which is aser become bittul in the two birds which are mutter, and therefore they should all become mutter. So Taisus says two terutzim. One terutz says the bal chayim or chashiv, then they're not bittul. Like the Gemara says, that a bal chayim is chashivas, it's not bittul b'raif. And then it says another terutz, that it's a davashesh and matirim, because you could eat it after Yom Tov, and therefore it's not baltu b'raiv. And many Rishonim give these terutzim and similar terutzim. But l'chara, I was thinking you could say a different teretz to this kasha of the Rishonim, al pi ha'gavaldik, aside from the achrayim, and from the fact that the Rishonim don't say this, l'chara is a raya to one side of this chakira of the achrayim. So it starts off with a yedudik, a tshuva from the Ani Yantav. The Ani Yantav in Siman Dalet has the following shaila. He wants to know that if a person has chutim of tzitzis that were nitva, they were woven l'shma, they were done lishma, you have a bunch of chutim that are lishma, and then you have one pair of chutim that are not lishma, so they're pasul for tzitzis. And then all your chutim got mixed up. That one pair of chutim of tzitzis that are shalai lishma got mixed up in together with a bunch of chutim that are lishma. So what is the din? Are they? Can you say that they're all kasher? So he says, Pashas, you should say bittul b'raiv. Those chutim that are not lishma will become batal, and the chutim that are lishma, they're all bittul b'raiv, and now all the chutim are kasher. That's what you would have said misvara. But says Dani Yantuk Valdik Yechidish, and maybe you can't say bittul b'raiv over here, because perhaps the whole din of bittul b'raiv is only when you're coming to remove dinim, to remove iser. But to add dinim, to add a new din on something, that bittul b'raiv can't do. So Lamashul, you have a piece of chazer falls into a pot. So the chazer is aser. So if you have a raiv of kasher meat, the din bittul b'raiv will remove that iser chazer. There's no iser over here anymore, and it's all mutter. But over here, you're not removing dinim. If you have chutim over here that were not done lishma, they're missing a positive din lishma. They're missing a lishma. So the bittul would have to add a din lishma. To add a din, that bittul can't do. Bittul can't add a din that wasn't there. It can't create a maisa that wasn't done. It could just remove an iser. Similarly, the Ani Yantav says that if you have a matzah which was baked shalo lishma, that got mixed up with a bunch of matzahs that were lishma, perhaps you wouldn't be able to say bittul b'raiv, because bittul b'raiv can't create a chalois din lishma, can't create a positive din lishma which was not there before, because bittul can't be maisif dinim. And this same svar is mentioned by Reb Shimon Shkab and Shai Yosher and Shai Gimel Perek Tesvav. He has a shaila that he was asked by someone. He says he was asked a shaila by Harav Shin Yud Zion, the Gaivid of the city of Kazimirov. And he asked them the following shaila. He doesn't say who this was, but he says, Dua, this Rav Shin Yud Zayin stands for Reb Shlomo Yosef Zevin. This was Reb Zevin, who at the time was a Rav in Kazimirov, and I think it was in Russia, and he asked Reb Shimon the following shaila. He had a Esrig, had a Pitim, and the Pitim fell off, and it got mixed up, so it's possible, and it got mixed up with a bunch of Esregim that never had a Pitim, Mitchilas Briyasam, which are kosher. So the question is, could you say Bittul B'Raiv? You don't know which Esrig is which. Could we say they're all kosher because it's a bottle in the Raiv Esregim that were grown mitchila without a pitim? And Reb Shimon says Pashas would be the same shiloh, that the bittul b'raiv over here, it's not enough, it's not removing an iser, you have to create a positive din as if it was nivra mitchilas b'riyasa without a pitim. That's a positive din. Bittul b'raiv would not have that kayach to add a new din l'fi that svar the Ani Yantav. So that's the yasai the achanim are saying, that perhaps bittul b'raiv can only remove dinim, it could remove iser, but it can't create a positive din. went to create to be Maisiv Dinim, that Bittul Barev can't do. So I was thinking, Lefi that, Lechai, you can answer the Kasha Lushanim over here. You can't say Bittul Barev over here, because over here, in order to be Mata, the chickens, you need an active Din Hachana. You have to be Mezaman Dem Rev Yontov, you have to be Mechen, you have to be Aymer Ba'aymer, Zevazani Naitel, you have to do a Maisa of making it Muchan. So if this last bird was not Muchan, it wasn't here, it came Ma'alma, so it never had that Din Hachana done to it. So Bittul Barev can't create a din hachana, can't make a muchan. If hachana never happened to it, it can remove a sermon, but it can't create a positive din. So l'chaira, it would not be shaykh over here in Bichlal, Bittul Barev. And that could be an answer to the Kasha Rishonim, why we don't say Bittul Barev over here. And from the fact that the Rishonim don't say this, l'chaira is a raya connected that svar d'achrenim. It's a raya connected that any yantiv, that Bittul could be maisav dinim, Bittul could add dinim. And L'chari, you have this similar raya from the Gemara early on Daf Dadam Beis. Also, you find a musig of Bittul by Muktzah. So these Gemaras, the Rishonim, L'chol HaPacha, should be a raya. Can I get that svar of the Ani Yontov? It's Archi and Ahara. Why the Achranim don't bring this raya over here from this Gemara? And I was thinking that perhaps maybe there really is no raya from here, and this is not going to be Talia and not Shaila, because it could be that the Bittul over here is working a little bit differently. The Bittul Barev, the Gemara's Kasha, is not saying let the Bittul Barev create a din hachana on this. And this bird, the one that was in Muchan, it's not that we're putting a positive din achan on it. That Bittul can't do. Bittul can't add dinim. But we look at it differently. When something was not Muchan, it has an Isser Muktzah, becomes Aser. And Isser is Chalnet. This is Aser Midin Muktzah. So the Bittul Barev is going to remove that Isser Muktzah, which is Chalnet. So it's going to remove the Isser. Once we remove the Isser, it's Mutter, even though it didn't have a positive din achana. But if there's no Isser Muktzah, then it's Mutter. So for the Bittul to put a din on it, that you're not able to do through Bittul. But to remove an Isser that was Chalnet, that maybe you could do. So it could be that Achanim looked at it that way, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya from here to the general Shiloh whether Bittul could be Maisav Dinim or not.